This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, September 12th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack talks staffing at NFU fly-in. CAFO lawsuit filed against EPA. And Produce Group heads to D.C. National Farmers Union hears from Vilsack and Ducheneau at NFU fly-in. Top-ranking USDA officials, including Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, addressed members of the National Farmers Union yesterday as the group kicked off its annual fly-in, where it will meet with lawmakers and staff at more than a dozen agencies over the next 3 days. At USDA's Jefferson Auditorium yesterday morning, Vilsack addressed one of the NFU's top priorities, staffing. He said the department is hiring more people, including 1,800 at the Forest Service and the Natural Resources Conservation Service in the last 2 years. But the process takes too long, and the new employees are not paid enough. He and Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau also both decried negative comments about public servants. There needs to be a nice balance between policy, programs, and people, Vilsack said. We've been under a war of attrition on federal employees since the 1980s, Ducheneau said. We've got to fight back against that. The members also heard from USDA Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres-Small and Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Robert Bonney. Groups sue EPA to force action on CAFO pollution. EPA is not acting quickly enough to address pollution from concentrated animal feeding operations, according to a new lawsuit that seeks to speed up the process. Food and Water Watch, the Center for Food Safety, Midwest Environmental Advocates, and 11 other groups filed their action in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco and federal court following a CAFO petition EPA denied in August. The groups want the appeals court to reject EPA's denial and require it to immediately reconsider key reforms proposed in the 2017 petition that have the potential to expand and strengthen water pollution permits for CAFOs. EPA said it would form a study group to make recommendations, which would delay action until 2025, the groups said. Karen Ross, Congress should update AGI limitations for regions experiencing disasters. California Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross believes Congress should remove limitations restricting producers with high adjusted gross incomes from being able to enroll in federal conservation programs following disasters. Current rules bar farmers with AGIs exceeding $900,000 from enrolling at a number of federal conservation programs, including the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. In an interview yesterday with AgriPulse at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Conference in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Ross said the rules particularly limit assistance for specialty crop growers and said Congress should look at creating waivers that exempt those dealing with disasters like hurricanes from the income limitations. We think for disasters it would be important to allow that, she said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. IFPA members heading to nation's capital. More money for research on mechanization is high on the priority list for more than 400 International Fresh Produce Association members descending on the nation's capital this week for the group's annual Washington conference running today through Friday. IFPA lobbyist Robert Gunther, the group, said the group's members will meet with nearly 300 different House and Senate offices on Thursday to educate lawmakers about their top policy priorities. On Wednesday evening, IFPA plans to co-host a reception on Capitol Hill with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California. Also high on the agenda this year are farm bill requests, including expanding risk management coverage for specialty crop producers and conservation funding, Gunther told AgriPulse. Both House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan will provide an update to IFPA members on Thursday morning. Republican senators want more details on FDA's reorganization plans. A handful of Republican senators want Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Robert Califf to provide additional details on the proposed FDA reorganization plan, including a new human foods program. In a letter, Senator Bill Cassidy, the Louisiana Republican, ranking member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, along with Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Mike Braun of Indiana, and Ted Budd of North Carolina, seek more details on the execution of the proposed FDA plan, including a clear vision and strategic goals and concrete metrics to measure whether the program is achieving its goals. They also want to know more about how the agency plans to improve interagency coordination in food safety activities and sought a staff briefing with Jim Jones, newly named Deputy Commissioner of Human Foods, who plans to start later this month. U.S. raisin exports to China continue to decline. China's overall raisin imports are falling as the country boosts domestic production, but Chinese imports from the U.S. are especially low because of tariffs that, according to an analysis from the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service, the market share of U.S. raisins keeps falling, mainly because of retaliatory tariff, the FAS office in Beijing says. According to customs statistics, the share of U.S. raisin imports dropped to 11% in marketing year 22-23 from 20% in marketing year 2018-19. China maintains a 30% tariff on U.S. raisins that was put in place to retaliate on U.S. Section 301 tariffs. China also levies a 15% tariff in retaliation to Section 232 steel and aluminum tariffs from the U.S. Chinese importers can apply to the government to avoid the 30% tariff, but not the 15% tariff, putting U.S. exporters at a disadvantage to competitors in countries like Uzbekistan and Chile. Well, here's today's He Said It. Every day when I watch the news, I hear someone bad-mouthing bureaucrats and bad-mouthing the Department of Agriculture and talking about how inefficient we are. And I challenge anybody in the private sector to try to do it half as efficient as we do it. That FSA Administrator, Zach Ducheneau. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, September 12th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.